the space station that the students are working on is intended to host its inhabitants for up to 80 years. So they have to pay very, very close attention to the physiological aspects of long duration spaceflight. And as such, they need to make sure that the astronauts will be in 1G environment that's akin to the force of gravity at sea level.
And they do this by creating a space station which is wheel-shaped and it continually rotates, right?
Absolutely. So the shape of their space station is it kind of looks like a four-spoked bicycle wheel with four hammers on it spinning around. And the space station is intended to accommodate up to 16 astronauts.
And in order to stay up in space for potentially up to 80 years, the 16 astronauts on board would have to, what, grow their own food?
Absolutely. The various forms of food that they would eat would include various types of plants, including algae, but also fish, and they have designed space rivers, if you will, that will contain purifying algae. And if you can imagine, on orbit, the solar radiation levels are very, very high, much higher than down here, and there have been various kinds of algae that have been grown on orbit that grow much better than here on Earth because the sun's much more intense. They'll use it for purifying the water, they'll use it for generating oxygen and sustaining the fish, which they will wind up then eating as well.
What about water? Can it produce its own water?
Absolutely. So the traditional rocket fuels, if you will, are normally some form of oxygen and hydrogen. And when they get burned, of course, they form water, which is really neat. The fuels that we would be on board, the hydrogen and oxygen, would be stored in separate tanks. Once you get water, if you need more fuel, all you do is you crack the water back into its constituents. So water and fuel can be changed back and forth, and you can basically keep the space station up there, not quite indefinitely, but 80 years is a long time.
So this can house 16 astronauts who could live on board for up to 80 years. What do you do with all the space waste?
Space waste is, in a way, I'd say it's a misnomer, because anything that would be often considered as waste is food. So it becomes food for the algae, so the algae live on it. They convert the space waste, both the carbon dioxide that's bred out and the other waste from body byproducts, that goes straight into the rivers, and then the rivers circulate them around, gets filtered out by the algae, then the fish live in there and purify the water even more with extra stages of algae, and then the astronauts eat the fish and the algae.
You've sent me the pages and pages of the description of this new International Space Station. It's making my head spin, the kind of science and architecture and mathematics involved in creating this. I would assume that this is a blueprint for a realistic project. That's the aim, right? Trying to make something that actually is practical and could be built.
Absolutely. And so a number of the features for the space station that put our team over the edge and got them into the final three were specifically germane to their structure. We're among the best in the world in this type of category, and we're certainly very competitive in not simply aircraft design, but also spacecraft design as well. I don't know if it's possible to say something about the team themselves.
Sure.
So the team leader is Mr. Colin Murphy, Olivia Armstrong, Kiri Barton, Brian Frew, John Ink, Robert LaRue, Larissa Marcotte, Brooke Reed, Ian Shepard, and Sebastian Thomas, all rounded out this amazing team of Space Hawks.